Penguin Random House Audio presents Mastering Fear, A Navy SEAL's Guide, by Brandon Webb and John David Mann. Read for you by Jonathan McLean, with an introduction by the author.
Hi, this is Brandon. Thank you for purchasing Mastering Fear. I usually don't read the entire audiobook myself, because running a business and family, it takes an incredible amount of time and dedication. But what I do like to do is give a personalized introduction to all my books and explain kind of the origin behind what inspired the book itself. So here I am. I am on a trip to the World Cup in Moscow, which is a great city. And my publisher, we were fortunate enough to set up a studio in Moscow. So it's a really great experience. So we all live with fear on a daily basis, and it's how we live with fear that matters. And what I really get into in Mastering Fear is my own personal experience and roadmap about overcoming fear, something we all live with on a daily basis. So why write a book on fear? I want to tell you a little bit about the inspiration behind the book, Mastering Fear. I have one of my closest friends, Kamal Ravikant, who's my best friend in New York City. And as we got to know each other, I realized Kamal had one thing that was a big problem. He had never learned how to swim. Me, as somebody who was a former Navy SEAL and grew up my entire life in the water, I thought there's no way that I can have my best friend not know how to swim. And so I decided to teach Kamal. And we spent about a week's time. He gave me 1 week in the pool. And every day we would meet in the morning and I would give him a lesson. And what I realized was that it wasn't a case of Kamal not knowing how to swim. He had a fear of water. And so how I decided to teach him was to overcome that fear of the water. And I'll get into that story in the book. We cover it in the first chapter. But after we finished the lesson, he looked at me and said, "You changed my life and you must write a book about this." And so that was the inspiration behind the book, Mastering Fear. He's like, "You need to write about this and this whole experience, because it will help other people." And we all live with fear. Even myself, as a Navy SEAL, people are surprised to find that I had a fear of skydiving and jumping out of airplanes. So I literally called my publisher the next day and they said, "Draft a proposal." And I sold the book a week later and Kamal's like, "You're crazy." And then he said, the next thing he said to me was, "Your superpower is getting shit done."
To all those who have the courage to look fear in the eye and take the next step. Introduction. In the pool. The brave man is not the one who has no fear. He is the one who triumphs over his fear. Nelson Mandela. My friend Kamal is a world traveler. He has meditated with Tibetan monks in the Dalai Lama's monastery, trekked the Himalayas, and hiked the Camino de Santiago in Spain. He served in the U.S. Army and studied to be an ER doctor. He has launched tech companies, runs his own venture capital firm, and is a best-selling author. In person, he makes quite the striking impression. Flowing mane of silver hair, quiet voice behind steely gaze, the super calm demeanor of a Buddhist master. Here is a guy with all the ingredients for success on a mega scale. But I recently learned a secret about Kamal. He couldn't swim. At first, I had a hard time believing it. I thought he had to be exaggerating. To me, swimming comes as naturally as breathing. I grew up on and in the water. My family lived for years on a sailboat. I spent more than a decade in the Navy, trained and deployed as a U.S. Navy SEAL. The idea of not knowing how to swim was beyond my comprehension, but here was my friend. This amazing, talented guy who had accomplished so much in his life, and he couldn't swim. I gave him kind of a hard time about it. I pointed out that the human body is more than 60% water. Did he realize he was already floating around inside his own skin? I wondered aloud if, when his parents conceived him, the egg cell had to swim down to meet the sperm cells instead of the other way around. "Dude," I said, "how can you possibly not know how to swim?" The answer was simple. Fear. Kamal had been terrified of water his whole life, he told me. A few times when he was living in the Dominican Republic, he went kite surfing. He always wore a life jacket, but that didn't make any difference. He was still terrified. What would happen if he fell and hit the water? He told me stories about being out at his buddy Tim Ferriss's house in the Hamptons. Tim has a big, beautiful pool in his backyard where people hang out and go swimming and have a fantastic time, and Kamal felt awful that he could never join in. Kamal, I realized, hated the fact that he couldn't swim. And it wasn't as if he'd never tried to learn. He'd taken courses, studied in online workshops. For a while, he lived in a building in San Francisco with the only heated outdoor Olympic pool in the city, and he brought in a private instructor. That hadn't worked either. No matter what the various teachers tried, he couldn't handle the feeling of his feet not touching the bottom, and he would quickly reach the point of panic. Now he was thinking about doing one of those immersion courses in Florida. Or so he said. But I noticed he kept putting it off. I stopped giving him a hard time about it. Instead, I decided to do something about it. I had a week coming up at home in New York. Look, I said, you give me a commitment for a week, and I'll teach you myself, but you have to commit to meet me every day at the same time, rain or shine. Give me a week, and I'll have you swimming. Okay, he said. On the appointed morning, I went into the New York Athletic Club right off Central Park South, headed upstairs to the pool, found a free lane, and slipped into the water. I got there a little early so I could take some laps while I waited for Kamal. As I shot silently up the lane, my thoughts slipstreamed back 2 decades. It's nighttime over the Persian Gulf, summer of 1995. The four of us, pilot, co-pilot, another crewman, and me, have been out in our H-60 Seahawk helicopter doing sonar ops. It's been a long night, and we need to refuel on a nearby destroyer before heading back to the aircraft carrier we're calling home. The pilot slows us down to a crawl as we approach the vessel below. Landing on a destroyer's deck is always dicey, more so on this moonless night. Someone needs to spot the deck as we hover in place high above the ship and talk the pilot down. Tonight, the spotter, the guy strapped into the gunner's seat down in the belly of the bird, is me. I crack open the door and look down, scanning for telltale lights. There aren't any. That's weird. I glance upward, and now I see lights. What? For the span of a single breath, I experience total disorientation. Why are there lights up here at eye level when the destroyer is way down below us? Then the disorientation evaporates as I look down again and see water right there at my feet. Persian Gulf water, churning, grinning, reaching up for me, curling around my ankles. Oh, shit. We're not hovering high above the ship after all. Our goddamn pilot has put us right down in the drink. Seawater is pouring into the cabin, caressing my legs, climbing the interior walls, searching for the engine. Hey, baby, I'm here. Come to Papa. This is not good. If the engine chokes and dies, we flip upside down, sink straight to the bottom of the Gulf, and don't come up again. Ever. Altitude! I shout into my comms. Altitude! And here's where it really starts to get fun. Because our pilot, the guy in charge of this operation, the guy who's supposed to be our leader, is now seized by full-on panic, and he freezes. What's happening? He screams as he takes exactly zero corrective action. Oh God, oh God, oh God! This is not what you want to hear from your helicopter commander in a moment like this. Fear has paralyzed him, taken him, swallowed him whole. And because of that, all four of us are going to die right here, right now. I finished my laps and pulled myself back up onto the pool's edge to wait for my friend. I knew what it was that had Kamal in its grip. And I knew why all those other teachers who'd tried to help him had failed. They thought they were supposed to teach him how to swim. They were wrong. This wasn't about learning how to swim. It was about learning how to harness fear. During SEAL training, there's a pool competency phase where the instructors do everything they can to freak you out. They send you down with an oxygen tank and then tie your air hose in knots so it doesn't work. anything to throw you into a
sample complete. Ready to continue?